to be faced with the conflict of loyalties. What can help us to face this conflict? Last term, I'm a member of the local design construction group, presently serving here in our province, will answer this question in the talk, loyalty, part of the new personality.
Loyalty is a wonderful quality, and it is in harmony with the will of God. However, true loyalty to Jehovah is something that all of us need to develop. Now let's see why we say that. Open your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to read verse 23 and 24. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24. And yet you continue to be made new in your dominant mental attitude. As you build a new personality that was created according to God's will in true righteousness and loyalty. Did you notice their connection there? It says to continue, and then it says to be made new, this dominant mental attitude. But how? What direction is given us in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8? So let's take a look at that together. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. And it reads, He has told you, O man, what is good, and what is Jehovah requiring of you? Only to exercise justice, to cherish loyalty, and to walk in modesty with your God. But take a look at the footnote there, and you'll see it says to be kind and loyal in your love. So therefore, the dominant mental attitude that we are to make new is really loyal love to Jehovah God. Sadly, for many people, they feel that their loyalties are determined by either the family, nationality, or the religion in which they were born. They choose not to look beyond that. Some think, well, I can't change who I am. But is that so? Think of the language. Did you, as a baby being born after just a few hours, say this? Well, thank you. Oh, you're looking good. Oh, good, there you are. You don't want to talk to you about the price of diapers, make sure you get the soft ones, that's first one. Well, as a baby, you have to be taught how to speak a language. And being taught may have taken a number of years before you could communicate fluently. So true loyalty is not something that can come naturally to a person, and it cannot be given like an inheritance. And it doesn't really matter where you're born. But just like that language, we can learn true loyalty and it can be developed. So how do we go about developing true loyalty? Well, you can Google the answer. And don't look for it on YouTube. It's not there. So first, let's address our priorities when putting on this new personality. Is my nationality or social standing extremely important to me before loyalty to Jehovah God? Well, some might ask, does that even matter? Well, let's take a look at Jehovah's view on this. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. Proverbs 8 and verse 13. And it says, the fear of Jehovah means the hating of that. I hate self-exaltation and pride and the evil way and the perverse speech. You saw the expression here, self-exaltation. Well, what does that mean? Well, we can understand this when you look at the illustration Jesus gave in Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. And it starts off by saying, He also told this illustration to some who trusted in their own righteousness. socials of the sisters, being out and talking to her friend, encouraging her to approach the elders for help. But this was not something that was easy, to talk to her friend. But her sister was applying the principle found in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 5. Proverbs 27, verse 5, it says, wanting something similar. does not sound like our Pharisee dream. To test the feet here, I'd like to start down this path. Ask your spouse or your best friend to count how many times you use the word